Thanks for tonight. It was nice to just sit back and watch some Netflix. Even if we did spend 20 minutes scrolling through the menu. Yeah, I really wish there was more variety in genres. I'm kind of tired of seeing so many murder mysteries. What time is it anyway? Already? Wow, I didn't realize it was midnight. Maybe we can watch one more episode? We're almost done with the first season. Oh, okay. No, it's fine. It's pretty late after all. Are you free tomorrow? Alright, how about Friday? We could go to the arcade that just opened. I know how much you like stuff from the 80s. Perfect. So I guess it's settled then. I, for one, can't wait. This was really nice. Just the two of us. It was great. You're a good friend. Listen, that's my phone. Can you give me a minute? I want to tell you something before I leave.
Hey, what is it? I'm at a friend's house. I'm just about to leave. Yes, a curfew. I know, but I'm not a child anymore. No, I don't need you to check up on me, okay? I'm not raising my voice at you. I just don't want to feel like a grown-up and not have you check up on me all the time. No, you're right. I'm sorry. Yes, I understand. No. But that's not fair. You can't ground me for this. No, I wasn't talking back. Okay. Yes. I'll be home in 10 minutes.
I'm sure you had to hear that. Yeah, I'm okay. Guess we'll have to postpone the arcades. I don't want to talk about it. No, because there's nothing to talk about. Can you get off the couch so that I can grab my coat? You're sitting on it. No, I said I don't want to talk about it, okay? Why are you acting like this? No! Let me go! What's wrong with you? Let me go! I'm fine. Please, just let me go. I don't want to go back. I hate it. I'm miserable. I really don't want to go, but I don't want to put my problems on your shoulders. I can't do that to you. I just need a bit more time. At least until I can stop shaking. Okay, I'll take a deep breath with you. Yes, it's better. Thank you. I don't know. You've been a good friend, but I don't want you to worry. I I just don't know what to do anymore. I feel like I'm carrying this stack of tissues and it's on the verge of falling over, so I try to balance it the best as I can. Yet more dishes appear out of thin air, and the stack gets higher and higher as I watch helplessly. I just know one day it'll come crashing down, but I can't do a single thing about it. But I don't want you to bother you or anyone. I don't speak up because people have their own stack. They have their own problems, you know. I hate it all. I absolutely do. I feel this pressure to keep face, to smile and pretend things are okay. But they're not okay. I don't know what to do or who I could even turn to. I feel so alone. Thank you for the hug and for listening. It's weird to tell all of this to someone, but I feel so comfortable around you. Like you genuinely care for me. Can I ask you something? But I want you to hear me out completely before saying anything, okay? Fuck, what am I doing? Okay, well, I like you, like, a lot. You're so kind to me, and not just once or twice, but all the time. I feel like I'm better when I'm by your side. I laugh only when we're together, because nothing makes me as happy as when I'm with you. You never question me when I'm feeling down. You simply try to make me laugh harder, and it always works. You can read me like an open book without me realizing it, and I know that now. I know, because I've never had a bad day with you. It only takes you a few seconds to wash away all my worries, like the whole world ceases to exist. That I don't have to go back home. That I don't have to deal with my problems. It's just you and me. You're my best friend, and I dream of us being more than friends. I have for a long time, actually, and I love you. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said anything. I wasn't thinking, and you do? Wait, do you understand what I'm trying to say? But I just didn't think you'd answer that. I was kind of ready for rejection. God knows I've been hurt enough times. I don't know what to say. I'm not sure, I think I simply can't accept that you said you love me too. Honestly, I'm confused. Because I'm not the type of person you can bring home to your parents. I'm broken. I have nothing worthy to offer to anyone. I'm nothing special. I don't see why you'd want me. Look, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have admitted all of that. I think it's best if you just forget what I said and I head back. You just kissed me. Hold on, I don't understand. Why did you kiss me? That's the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me. Do you really mean that? Can I show you something? Am I still attractive, even if I have these scars on my arms? I don't know what to say. Thank you, honestly. I'd like to kiss you again. I don't know what this is going to be like, but I know it will be everything I hoped for. No, really, you have no idea how long I've wanted this. Ever since we became friends. It was in the cafeteria and every seat was taken. I walked around with a tray of food in my hands, feeling 100 eyes judging me. But when I walked by your table, you smiled to me and offered me your seat. I cried so hard in the bathroom before class because of what you did. No one had ever done something like that for me. From then on, I just gravitated towards you. And I felt so grateful when you would reserve the seat next to you just so we could have lunch together. I cherished every second we spent together because they were the best moments of my life. I swear they were, and I'm happy to finally tell you this. It feels like a weight has been lifted off my chest. You did so much for me, and I want to do the same for you. I want to give myself to you. I want to give you all the love that you gave me when no one else did. You're the only reason why I wake up in the morning, and you're present in every dream I have. I think about you all the time. And I want to spend my life with you. I'm so happy that you feel the same. You have no idea how much it means to me to hear you say that. For you to accept me means everything. I love you, and I promise to never leave your side. Speaking of never leaving your side, I was hoping I could maybe stay the night, or at least stay a few more hours. I just need a bit more time. Please, let me stay a little longer. You want me to stay forever? But, that's a big step, don't you think? I'm speechless. I just confessed being in love with you and now you want me to move in? Are you sure? Have you thought this through? No, you're right. I trust you. I'll stay. I still can't wrap my head around the fact that you want me, you know? It's just so quick. No, it's everything I want. I want this. I want this to be my home. Right here with you. Could we maybe go pick up a few things at my house tomorrow? Having you with me would help a lot. Thank you. Carl, you're going to make me cry again. No, I'm fine. I swear it's true this time. As long as I'm with you, I'm fine. And yes, I'll stay with you forever.